So it's time once again for another edition of Tech 101. Very simply, if you see an official-looking email from Google, Facebook, Amazon, or any other entity directing you to take action by clicking this link, don't. Click it and the bad guys can tap into your digital identity and wreak all sorts of havoc. Hackers are really good at creating phony emails that look like the real thing, but here's what Facebook says. The company, quote, will never ask you for your password in an email or send you a password as an attachment, unquote. Same goes for the IRS, banks, and other officials. If you're under an audit, you will be notified by the U.S. mail. You don't need to sign into an account that's probably bogus. Fake emails may look so good, but there's usually a typo, a misspelled word, a contact address that isn't a Google.com or Amazon.com, but instead a webmail address, and it usually has an address with HTTP instead of the more secure HTTPS, which is what the big online firms use. That S stands for secure, by the way. So if you get an email requesting you to do little more than click a link or fill out a form, don't. If it's from a friend, really examine it first. If it's from a company, assume the worst. Now, it may take a few more seconds to go to your browser and actually type in Facebook.com or Google.com, but it's time well spent. In an age where we live on our mobile phones, these emails are smaller and harder to read, so it's more likely that we'll fall for the scam. But if you take the time to be diligent, it will pay off in the end. Have questions about phishing scams, passwords, or general online safety? We are here to help. Send your questions to @JeffersonGraham on Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave your comments and reviews and suggestions. We read every one of them, and I look forward to hearing your feedback. For USA Today, Jefferson Graham.